Good day, everyone. Welcome to the latest and first edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerated Team Call of 2022. Welcome the one and only, as I like to call him, the maestro, Scott Manning.
You're funny, man. Well, you do call me that, and I don't mind. So, I'll do the best to live up to it. Well, Kevin, you know, it's a great thing, and I have to say, as much as it's a bit of a gimmick, it is it is the new year, and it does feel good, and everybody likes the fresh start, and you just don't know how many you're going to get. So I'm excited to see what happens and what these people make happen, actually, which is what I wrote about for this week for the Profit Report. So I know today you got a jam-packed agenda and lots of good stuff to share. It's all good stuff, though, with us. It's all good stuff because that's what we focus on. And I think it'll be an interesting theme for what you have to say because people out there, Kevin, they think, I'm having a hard time. My people are out, or we got this test or that test, or we don't have the whole team, or we got patient cancel. And yet it's not like it's a unique problem, okay? Everybody, everywhere. The only difference is there's still some choosing to kick ass and take names and make things happen, and others choosing to, wait till the storm passes, as they say. And we'll be waiting a while.
Well, good way to set up the call, Scott. And listen, I'm with you. And, of course, we, in our mindset, which has evolved and continued to strengthen over the years, you and I have put a ton of time into our own personal, growth and development and the way we look at the world and all those different kind of things, is that we realize that, number one, challenges are always going to show up. It's the reality. That's the realists in us. The difference is, what do we do with it? And that's where, sure, sometimes they're frustrating. Sometimes they seem insurmountable. Yet, you've got to take a pause, clear your mechanism, your mind, and look at it with a fresh set of eyes to say, we've been posed with this, what on earth are we going to do with it? And that's what's so exciting about the turn of a calendar, because again, so many people put a lot of weight into that and everything starts back at zero and all those kind of things, is that now you get to design what that actually looks like. And I have to say, this is where we're going to start, is that I've been quite impressed. We are not even two full weeks into the new year. I've had a number of team meetings that I've been invited into, and I have to tell you, I have been impressed with the clarity and focus so many have already right out of the gate. Example, they've really bought into the concept that you just shared this wonderful video on. You've written about it before. I've talked about it before, which is the whole concept of slow down to speed up. Get focused. Get engaged. Pay attention to the details that truly matter so that we're connected, not just with patients, but with each other as team. Because without team, we have nothing. We've got to have a connected patient experience, just like we have to have a connected team experience, which is something that we've been talking about a lot, especially over the last 2 years. And the other thing that I've been super impressed with is that people are whittling down their list of, here's all the stuff we're going to focus on, from 742 items to a handful that have the highest value in the return on energy and effort. And that, to me, ties into your, again, concept of what you just shared last, either earlier this week or last week, I forget when it was now, about the slowing down concept. And Megan and I have talked about this a lot last year, especially the second half of the year, about how we've been suggesting to more and more people to let's shed some of these to-dos, because let's face it, a lot of times our to-do list is filled with a bunch of mundane things that just make us feel good because we checked them off the list. And let's get it down to just a handful that with time, energy, focus, attention, love, and care can create a massive shift and momentum of positivity for getting patients more committed than ever before to their health. And so I had to share those few items because they're working. And I can't wait to share this testimony with you in just a minute here. But Scott, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Please build upon the three things I've just shared. Anything else that you've observed already in these first couple weeks?
Well, I always talk our way out of the call. So let me just say, thanks for mentioning the slowdown, speed up. I hope all the doctors really studied the video, really took each phrase in there and battle planned it out. And it really, even though it was maybe not completely designed for a team, they sort of correlated it down to the team. You know, Kevin, there's the differences in the teams, and it's always those people who don't hear this, you know, that need to hear it the most, you know. But they studied this very call, like they listened to it and they really go to work on it. And last year we talked about that very thing. So the whole idea of your point of, I wrote down I talked about it on a video, but of the dive deeper, you know, what, and really it's your ideas. I just take your ideas and say them in my way with more of the tough love approach, I guess. But you talk a lot about that connection and that full circle communication, all that stuff. So what I said is, what can we dive deeper into, you know, instead of just trying to do more stuff like what you pointed out, what can we do better? And that's the theme for me. And really not just better, but more consistently. Better and better, more consistently. You know, like it's just both sides of it. And I think what I love too about what you mentioned is the team has to be connected. And you still have, and it's easy. It's easy to slip into it. You have individuals, and there's you have to be great as an individual, but you have to be connected with the team. It's not good enough for you to like just be in a silo doing your job well, because it's really the implications of it on everyone else. And yeah, I would say people have kept the momentum. This call is close to mid-January, and it's going to be relevant every month. They can re-listen to it. I think people have kept their momentum, and I'm really happy about that. Impressed by the laser focus, and most people are rallying off their biggest year ever, 2 years in a row for the most part, but certainly their biggest year ever. And you know, the only way to get to the next level is to find leverage with what you're already doing. Nobody wants to add on more shit. So those are my thoughts.
I love it. And I'd love to transition into, if you don't mind, and I've shared this with our dental success team. I have been waiting for this day to share this story with the rest of the Dental Success Today universe, because it just shows what's possible. And you know, I'm going to mention a number in here, like you always say, Scott, correlate it to your number, right, and just extrapolate it into what's truly possible. But I was setting up a team call for later in the month for one of the teams that I'm consistently on their team meetings with, and the practice champion emailed me back, and she shared with me just some extraordinary news. So this was literally within the first week of January. So here it goes, okay? And then I'm going to make a comment, turn it over to you, and then we're going to go into, another topic here. So here it was. Kevin, we had an amazing and relaxing 2 weeks off. I hope you and your family enjoyed your holiday as well. I forgot to tell you that we took your advice and together made a list of our 2021 achievements. Side note, huge thing to do, not just once a year, do it all the time. Take a count. Celebrate the effort, the energy, the execution. And then, obviously, the wins, the outcomes, the objectives that you achieve. Like, it's so important to do that. And as a reminder, this particular team didn't do it. They did it at the end of the year. It was extraordinary with the game. And by the way, they sent me a Word document with the list. It was huge, the amount of stuff they accomplished. And it's a great reminder how much effort you put into it. Anyways, we go on. It was exciting to go over these achievements together as a team and see all we accomplished over the year. We also had our first meeting of the year this week and set new goals for the year. Congratulations, way to do it. We have had an amazing start to the year and already have reached a few of our monthly goals within the first week. Woohoo, she says. Our weekly collection goal is $51,000 and change, and already is at $73,000 and change with a half a day left. She literally had a half a day left in the week That she had emailed this to me. We set new goals with how many, this is the key. We set new goals with how many specialty cases we want to do each month and have already completed one out of the three goals. At our last meeting with you, you talked about looking for the possibilities in the schedule. Here is some tactical stuff for you guys that stuck with our doctor, and so we decided to use that as our 2022 word of the year. During our morning huddles, with everyone going through their schedule, they are to report on any possibilities in their schedule. By doing that, we were able to have two patients schedule and pay for sleep appliances and one patient for clear liners just this week. It's fun to see the team engaged and looking for opportunities in the schedule. I just wanted to say thank you for the advice, and we're looking forward to our next call with you. I mean, monthly goals in a week. Like, I mean, it's just like the stuff that's happening is just crazy, and I love it because why? Focused. Why? They're going about it with clarity. The goals clearly define what they want to do. And, of course, I love this one, and I've been talking to a lot of practices about this, is report on the opportunities in the schedule. Everybody, not just the people who handle the schedule. If I'm a hygienist, hey, team, just so you know, I looked ahead of my schedule. Goodness gracious, I don't know what happened, but I got two appointments next week that I could fill for some sort of perio or whatever the case is going to be, so look out for me, okay? Help me out. Assistants, same thing. Schedulers, I mean, everybody. We could all get so excited about this, and as you can tell, I'm getting pretty amped up because these are the kind of stories I love. And why wait until March to do it? Why not the first week of January just like they did? So anyway, Scott, I got to turn it over to you before my head explodes because I'm just so impressed and so excited. And, like, this is the kind these are the kind of results that we all can get with clarity and focus. What say you?
Well, listen, I can tell you're excited. It's on fire. So, I don't know. There's a lot to say to all that. Great, great testimonial. Thank goodness. It's a common thread. That was much more elaborate and well done. So great job. I know who that was. So thank you very much. The difference is, in the numbers is what people are doing, to create the numbers. And Kevin, I would make two points about it. The first one is always, everyone, remember, our purpose is to deliver exceptional care and quality, optimal health. And so, every time you find opportunity, you're finding opportunity to help somebody. And you just got to remember that. And so, therefore, you don't find opportunity, you ain't helping anybody. So, it's in life, you see what you're looking for. I should say, you find what you're looking for, right? You go look and you're going to find it. And if you pay attention and you set the idea of the day that you're going to, what I think Kevin's words were, look for opportunity and then looking for possibilities was in the team member's message, then you cannot achieve your goal for the day if there isn't enough opportunity there. And so the question is whether we're going to let it fall in our lap or we're going to do something to create it. And Kevin, we're supposed to be all positive in the new year here. Okay, it's my biggest frustration. And it's the single biggest one. If somebody come to me and say, look at this, well, our number is better than it's ever been, but, not as great as we want it to be. And we look at the diagnostic opportunities and we say, well, no shit. Okay, you want to do 20,000 today, but you diagnosed 15. Or you want your daily goal to be 10, and your average diagnostic opportunity is 7.5 or 12 or 15, which still isn't enough. It's like, listen, it's all about the patient, but in business, it's all about the math. And so the numbers tell the tale. So we have to do a better job at committing to comprehensive diagnosis in every way, with every person. We have to be more consistent with productive morning huddles and proper preparation, owning the patient, not just the chart, not just the notes, not just 10 scheduled treatment, and taking the initiative. And I love what you said, Kevin, every team member, okay, to say to ourselves, what are we going to do today to create opportunity, to find possibilities, to help contribute to our team's success and therefore the goals, you know, for our patients. So that to me is the not the new year, but every year, not today, but every day, entire point. And I think what you just summarized there, it's no wonder that they're seeing the results, because they're doing the work that's required and the preparation, the future focus. I was talking to somebody today and telling them that, and I wrote about this too, future focused is not just the schedule, it's every aspect. It's the aspect of the patient's mouth and reverse engineering it back. It's the aspect of when you're driving to work, to the office, you're future focused on how your day is going to be. When you're an amazing clinical assistant in the room, you've prepared for that visit, future focused for what you're going to need. So that's what, to me, is the takeaway of this. And it's not just future focused and looking at it as, okay, it is what it is. But instead looking at, what can I do to be a creator? What can I do to take initiative? And what are we, you know, how are we going to make today amazing by our actions, but not just by, you know, our ideas?
I love it. And, you know, to extrapolate this concept of, you know, where you were talking future focus and whole deal, is that, you know, it's important to have all of the vision. Yes, we look to our doctors to set the vision, to give us a target. Then we got to work backwards. You know, the Super Bowl is about to come. I don't really watch football. I haven't watched football for a long time, but, you know, obviously still understand how it works. And every team goes in, no matter how bad they are, right, in sports, that they still have this vision of, we're going to go for the Super Bowl. We're going to try to get there. And that's a great vision. It's all well and good. It's super motivating and exciting. But, like, what is it going to take to get there? And you've got to trail it all the way back to the daily. What do we do daily to get to the Super Bowl? To get to the Super Bowl, we got to make the playoffs. To get to the playoffs, we got to win some games. To win some games, we got to practice. To practice, we got to show up every day. To show up every day and to win some games, we got to make sure that we know our role and go at it with a level of professionalism and excellence like no other. And when you combine all that together through individual efforts and put it together as a connect team experience, that's how we get to the Super Bowl. And that's what you and I, you know, we've made references before. We believe we are coaching people to get to the Super Bowl of dentistry, defined as it is for each of you guys. And so, you know, like, I think it would be super fun to pose a challenge, right? Let's really go for it this year, and let's as a team have a discussion from this call, whatever you've taken from it so far, and let's dial it down, right? Let's slow it down, as Scott's been talking about. Let's go to the few versus the many, and here's an idea for you. If I was doctor, I had my team, and I said, man, what can we do for 2022 to get highly focused? I'd pick three things. Just, and they're not random, okay? Like, the combination of these three could be huge. It would be this. One, verbiage. Team, individually, what's one change of verbiage that you're going to use every day with every patient when possible to have the greatest impact in the outcome of the patient getting healthy? How fun would that be? Let's make a list. Let's put it on a board. Let's go back, reflect. Guess what happens? You focus on one little change in verbiage. All the others start to come because you see the results are happening. You get excited. You try new things. One leads to many. Second, got this one from Megan, because, of course, I always got to go to Megan. Megan's got great stuff. Megan said, listen, tie the health goals to the dental goals so that now we just have one overarching health initiative, period. Who doesn't want that? Especially as we continue to get pounded with all the madness in the world around health. And so it's a wonderful continued way to have this message of renewed sense of health. new definition of health for every patient, we could be excited and say, oh my gosh, I continue to be impressed year after year how all of our patients are coming in with this renewed sense, this new definition of what health matters to them. And I have seen more people more committed to their oral health than ever before. And Mrs. Smith, that's why I'm sharing all this with you. Mrs. Smith, this is why we are so passionate about wanting you to commit to getting back to the most optimal state of health, because you deserve it. Your family deserves it. Everyone who loves you deserves it. So are you ready? I mean, like, we could get super fired up here. And then the last one, follow-up phone calls. Everybody, to their credit, no matter how good they are, always say, man, Kevin, we could always get better on those. And you know what? Every time I jump on the phone, I get at least one. So imagine, daily change in verbiage. Daily new conversation, health goals, dental goals combined into one big health initiative goal. And daily follow phone calls, whether it's one or 15. Could you imagine? What about that challenge? Scott, do I have you fired up for a daily challenge?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's brilliant, okay? And I love the daily challenge. So I hope everybody, you got to go back, rewind, listen again, write that stuff down. And then this is the gold star plan, okay? So you do these things, you're going to give yourself gold star. End of the day, you're going to check in and see how you did. And you gauge yourself, you know, scale from 1 to 10 or gold star, black or white. You know, you did or you didn't. But I love the double down on those maybe three major key focuses, Kevin, that you outlined. And, you know, what I would just say to follow up is that it applies every single person, every single time. You know, clinically, sure, you can make some calls. You of course, have verbiage and front team. You know, yes, you could tie things to health goals. And dental goals and health goals is one. I mean, so like all these apply to everybody. And what I would do is, if you take everything that Kevin went through with the overview of the practice report from the champion who shared the great story, to Kevin's challenge for January, really, and forward, and you know, you need to know for you and your role in the practice. What those look like and how you can apply them. Verbiage, goals, follow-up, I would say, and then specifically on the protocols. And I think it's everything. It's like following up even on unscheduled treatment or outdated x-rays or, you know, like it's endless. So I would just say to everyone, it's really easy when people hear things, they think, well, it's my role or it's someone else's role or it's this. Listen, these principles are everybody. And when you execute with, you know, I keep saying consistent, but with continuity, okay, across all people, to circle back to Kevin's very first point of the connected team, not just the connected patient experience, you know, it's a rising tide. And it makes it to where, you know, here's the extra benefit, okay, here's the bonus. The bonus is, you'll have less work to do on the back end. You'll have less time, energy, and, you know, effort wasted. There are less things to redo or, you know, messes to clean up. Stress comes from being reactive. Being proactive, we're ahead, we're well-paced. Kevin loves that word, paced. We're well-managed in terms of the day and orchestrating outcomes. You know, I would say engineering, orchestrating outcomes. Versus, you know, playing the piece of the puzzle where we're saying whatever the outcome is, now I have to respond to it. And so it goes back to really what we talked about at the very beginning, Kevin, and what you said about people, you know, making a decision about what they do with, you know, circumstances around them. So I think it's great. I mean, I love the direction, and it's amazing to me, Kevin. You know, people should not we'll start the new year and trying to figure out what are a whole bunch of new things we can do. If anything, it's about what we can do a whole lot better, a whole lot more consistently, and maybe some things that we should probably do a whole lot less and how we can really elevate the value of our time, increasing the value of our actions and our focus. And you picked the top ones that will always make the difference, and they remove excuses because your verbiage builds the influence, the health goals overcomes the money, the insurance, the self-sabotage of every practice is they allow too small of things to be placed into the schedule. And their days are filled with more versus less but more valuable. And therefore they wonder why they can't break through and have these days and weeks and months like what you described earlier. There's an ebb and a flow to things. So become better creators. And the follow-up piece, and the last thing I will say, Kevin, I'll let you finish. The follow-up piece to me is being responsible and resourceful. Because if you execute on, what you got, you'll need less of it to fill it up, volume to get to the goal. And a lot of times we are, chasing the low-hanging fruit or the easy opportunity or the new patient instead of doing the work to, I'm going to go back to my word, to dive deeper into the relationship, into the well of treatment opportunity to help patients. And that's where follow-up is. It's what's the continuation of, okay, and then diving deeper into the things that are going to make the biggest difference there for you, for the team, for the patients, and then ultimately for the practice.
I love it, Scott. And so I just have a couple of comments as we wrap up here and get close to the end. Is number one, when I shared with you my three, it was just my three. It was my example. There's a whole bunch of them. Choose the ones customized to you. The point is focus, smaller amounts, highest value return. Secondly, and Scott, you were kind of going down this path a little bit here, is, let's face it, people are getting sick. Well, guess what? People have always gotten sick. So there's always going to be people who aren't feeling well. They don't show up. Guess what that means? Opportunity. I know it's frustrating, and I know we got to figure those people out down the road. But guess what? Using simple numbers, if I had 10 patients coming in today, two of them said I'm not coming, that means we have 8. That means on average we have more time with each patient. That's a good thing, which means deeper conversation, more pronounced conversation with each patient given that extra time, and it gives us an opportunity to get each of those patients, because we have more time with them and can have a deeper conversation, to get them more committed to their health. So then we end up in the same spot, potentially even better than we were before. Again, bad thing turns into a good thing. It's just a matter of how we look at it. It's just a matter of whether we turn frustration into something that we actually do something with it. So I'm going to get off my soapbox there. Scott, final thought from you as we wrap this baby up here.
Well, listen, I'm not sure if you or me, it's faded out there, just the tail at the end. So I like to say make it a happy new year, but make it a happy day, every day. And Kevin gave you the formula, the recipe, the approach, the strategy to make it a happy every day. And that's what we're here to do. So, DST Universe, listen, we are so proud of you. We are committed to your success. And I love seeing you rise to the occasion and commit to your own success. And I was reading a beautiful article today, a message talked about two words that I think are just so incredible. And it's called self-discipline and self-reliance. What can you personally have more discipline with? And how can you, take initiative for an outcome, own the responsibility of creating it, and become more self-reliant, on your ability to achieve your goals? And that's what we want for the practice as a whole. And by doing that, you are protected from all of these things, happening around you. So, Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You bet. Listen, thanks, everybody. We're so excited. Cannot wait to see what happens. And as Scott said, I and the rest of us are all proud of you as well. Let's keep our foot on the gas pedal and let's go for it. So this has been another wonderful call with Scott. Thanks for being here. And a lot of powerful ideas of where to focus, where to put your time, energy, and attention. So as long as we all take ownership over ourselves and our efforts, thus equaling outcomes, we're going to be in great shape. Everybody, thanks for listening in on the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Team Call. Make it a great year, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.